You are listening to the Wells Tech Podcast, where we talk about technology that can serve the church and its work of spreading the gospel. Wells Tech is a part of the Podcast Network on Streams, the internet media site sponsored by the Wisconsin Evangelical Lutheran Synod. Join the conversation by visiting our podcast website at wellstech.wells.net. You are listening to the Wells Tech Podcast for Wednesday, October 7th, 2009. This is episode 100. Wells Tech celebrates the century mark. We're going to do it again, Sally. This is our 100th episode. Welcome to the 100th show. How are you?
I am great, Martin, and I'm here with my 100th episode podcasting buddy. I bet you didn't know that we had someone along for the ride for all 100 episodes.
It's not your dog, is it?
Actually, it is, yeah. And he's taking his traditional podcast nap this morning, so hopefully he's not going to join in too loud. But 100 episodes under our belt, that's hard to believe.
Hey, is there any Cafe Press tchotchke that he has or can have?
I bet there is. We haven't delved into that. I've got my Wells Tech bag that I carry everywhere with me, but I don't have any doggy collar or outfit for him. Maybe he needs a sweater for this cold
That's
Minnesota.
Right. That's right. So how'd you like the new music?
Hey, I like it a lot. Nice to have a little bit of a facelift there, something different.
It only took us 100 episodes to change it, so that's in traditional Lutheran style. Actually, that's pretty new. That's right. That's right. Get used to it. So, well, we've done this 100 times. Is it getting old?
Hey, I was thinking the same question for you. I feel like it's just starting. We've covered a lot, but every day technology changes, and it's just so exciting, especially in this episode, to see how technology is being used effectively in the congregations. And so I think there's lots more opportunity out there for our listeners to make use of technology to further the ministry that's so important to us all.
I think we're just hitting our stride. We get a lot of great advice and have had a lot of great advice over the last 100 episodes. And hopefully each one of those we implement makes the show a little bit better. And I know I go into the show planning with a little bit better feeling for what we're trying to do. And just a reminder for those people that haven't been with us for 100 shows, the purpose of the show is really to surface technology that can serve the church and school. And hopefully we're able to surface those things that are useful to our listeners. And I suppose if we didn't, then we wouldn't have the listeners that we do. And we wouldn't have the feedback that we do either. And that kind of is a nice segue into the purpose for this show, and the theme of this show is, what did you as a listener take away from listening to our podcast that was helpful, you know, in your ministry?
That's right, Martin. And I think one of the powerful things that I take away on a regular basis is the fact that we have an online archive of all 100 shows now. And I'm able to refer people back. So even if you haven't been listening from the very beginning, you can learn from and experience the show as if you had. And that's a real powerful thing. And I think as we go through this list of listeners who responded to our contest, you'll hear from some that didn't listen to it right away or whatever, but they were able to make use of resources that we have stored online. So that's a powerful component of it.
So before we dive into all of the stories that we got over the past few weeks in response to our listener survey and our contest, which we're excited about, maybe we should take a minute to let our listeners know about all those resources that we're talking about. First of all, the website, where you're going to find all of our picks and all of the past episodes. We have all 1 to 100 shows there available in the archives, and that's at wellstech.wells.net. Sally, you want to tell them about our Facebook page?
Sure. We have a Facebook page. You can find us at facebook.com/WellsTech. And what's neat about that page is that it's interactive. So if you have comments on the show or want to ask a question, that's a great place to do it. And I believe there's over 100 Facebook fans on that page mm-hmm. who will have that in their stream and be able to respond to it as well.
Right. So that would be another opportunity. One resource that we're working hard at making even more valuable is our wiki page, which is wellstechwiki.wells.net. We've got a growing number of resources, and what would make it even better, Sally, is if our listeners would contribute their own stuff.
That's right. That's what wikis are all about, Martin, is collaboration. And our vision for that is that everyone have a voice there and be able to share their experiences, not just the good. We'll take the good and the bad so we can all learn from it collectively.
Yep. If you are a Twitterer, Pound Wells Tech is a great way to get our attention and to share with the other Wells Tech audiences all the good stuff that you might have to say there and all kinds of other stuff. If you just go to the website and the Contact Us link, you've got all kinds of resources there that you can get at us. All right, so should we jump into the entries for the contest for our 100th episode? Maybe we should preface this by what the requirements were, Sally.
Yeah, we pretty much just left it wide open for our listeners to contact us in any of those ways we were just describing it and give us their feedback on how the Wells Tech podcast has helped them have an effective either public ministry or even personal ministry, how it's improved their outreach using technology. Mm-hmm. So these are basically our listener stories, and it's really exciting to read the various stories. And actually, we have some recordings of our listener voices as well. So I think our audience is going to enjoy today's show. It's kind of a celebration.
Yep. So we've got 9 entries, and we're going to go through each one, talk a little bit about their experiences and our reaction to that, maybe a little reminiscing, Sally, about the shows that we had brought up the issues that actually made a difference in ministry, and that's really what the show is about. So you want to start off with Ryan's comments, Ryan Rosenthal?
We heard from Ryan Rosenthal, who's at Faith and Fond du Lac, and he wrote to us about blogging and more in school. He says, I started a blog last year for my classroom. When I started it, I had in mind to simply post assignments and the singing schedule. It grew quickly. I added notes on how the day went and discussion starters. I then had my students write a 30-second commercial for literature. I had them use Audacity to create their own podcast. I was able to post those online and create links in my blog so the students could share that with the parents and the parents could go and listen to them. I also used Google Docs to post the students' creative writing projects and PowerPoint projects from music and science. I used SiteMeter to find out that I had fairly regular traffic to the blog. Later, I even found out that I had parents of students, not even in my classroom, that were following the blog. This created some excitement for the rest of the faculty. So there's a little viral mm-hmm. work going on there from Ryan. This year, I set up blogs for all the teachers using Gmail accounts I created for them. I then used Jing to create a video tutorial for them on how to use their blog. We also had a mom come in for staff development who created a wiki to house her information, including my Jing video. It's amazing what started out as a whim has turned into a school-wide enterprise.
He used a bunch of stuff that we've talked about over the past 100 episodes.
I saw the Google thread running through there pretty mm-hmm, heavy. Got mm-hmm. Google Docs, Gmail, and of course, one of my favorite products is Jing, and anything put out by TechSmith, I'm a huge fan there. Mm-hmm. And Jing allows you to create free video tutorials or screencast videos of whatever you want to share,
yep.
and gives you free space to host it as well. So a great way to capture your knowledge and share it with other people, and they can go back and watch those videos at any time.
Thank you, Ryan. Appreciate that, and we know you're a regular listener and user, apparently, of some of the stuff that we talk about. Appreciate that. Let's go to Jeremy Johnson from Risen Savior, Milwaukee. Jeremy writes, your discussions about social networking helped convince me to join Facebook and Twitter. Our pastor even decided to try Facebook shortly after attending a technology workshop presented by Martin. I think Risen Savior may soon have its own Facebook page after a little discussion and planning. We've talked about Facebook and Twitter quite a lot, certainly in the last half of the 100 episodes, because it really took off, and I think more and more of our congregations and schools are seeing the value, especially of Facebook. And I think the next 100 episodes will be more about Twitter.
Yeah, I have enjoyed following various congregations that are using Facebook, and I'm getting good ideas from them. I can see different things that they're trying in terms of congregational communication via their Facebook page. And we do have a list of those. We have a page, growing page on our WellTech Wiki that has congregations that are using Facebook. So I love what Jeremy said. After a little discussion and planning, we're going to jump into the Facebook area. And that's a great way to get started. Maybe follow some of these congregations that are doing it and figure out what you like and don't like about what they're doing, and then give it a try yourself.
Yep. Planning is key. All right. Thank you, Jeremy. Alan Bunt from Good Shepherd, Wisconsin Rapids, sent us a voicemail. We're going to play the voicemail.
Hello, Martin and Sally. This is Alan Bunt from Good Shepherd Lutheran in Wisconsin Rapids, Wisconsin. And happy 100th podcast episode. And for the contest, I thought maybe I'd offer a little insight on how you have helped me in our purposes out here in central Wisconsin. I prefer to do this over voicemail. That way you can use a soundbite if you'd like to in the future. A little over a year ago, we started into looking at a better way of videotaping our worship services. We'd been videotaping for about 3 years using a handy cam on a little wooden perch at the back of the church, and was very uncomfortable and very unsafe. So I started doing some research and come across the Wells Tech podcast. One of the first areas I looked into was on the Wells Tech Wiki was for how to record church video. And due to the input I got from the Wiki page, we decided to go with a two-camera remote Sony Pan Zoom and Tilt system with a central location for video switching and recording and streaming. The interesting part of the whole process was I used to make record and then spend about, you know, an average of 10 to 12 hours over the rest of Sunday afternoon and the following days after church service editing and producing a DVD of good enough quality for TV broadcast in our local cable company for our shut-ins and such. We kind of expanded on that. It didn't actually plan out that way, but I actually now still produce a DVD, but our focus has switched over to live streaming. So now on Sunday mornings you can actually watch our worship service live on the internet using Ustream service. Due to the help I received from you guys there, that kind of got me thinking, and through the uses of the Sony cameras with the remote controller and also the quick mention of a software program called VidBlaster, I have now reduced my volunteer workload from on average 10 to 20 hours a week down to 5 or 6 total that I work on the website and everything. And I do use WordPress and produce a podcast also off of the audio, off the video, too. Just thought I'd give my input, and I'm also learning how to use fan pages and integrate Twitter. And we are, as a result of our works here, we are going to be starting a outreach program first of the year in the springtime, where over in our area, there's about a 50-mile gap between us and the next Wells congregation down in Wisconsin Dells and in Wauston area. So we have a few of our members that do live anywhere from 15 to 20 miles south of us here in Wisconsin Rapids, that we are going to actually try out what's called a campus ministry at a different location using our live stream, live at the same time as our service is going on, which will hopefully expand our ministry. That's the plan. We're not looking at starting a new congregation or a mission congregation, but just outreach and expanding the current one we have. That's been kind of a plan that has popped up since I started live streaming here, that basically all we have to do is set up another computer on a high-speed internet access with a projector and have a second service live at the same time as the main one. So your listeners may be interested in that, and you can always follow us over at Good Shepherd, or onegoodshepherd.org/live. And I'm a longtime listener and sometimes contributor to the Wells Talk podcast. And congratulations on 100 episodes. I would like to be able to do something like this for our local congregation too. And I may be soliciting some help from that area on most lines also. So on that note, thank you for listening. And if you have any questions, you can just email me at webmaster@onegoodshepherd.org, and I can answer any question you got. Talk to you later. Thank you.
Thank you, Alan. Lots of stuff there from Alan, and appreciate
him. Yeah, I think
him
I'll be emailing him some questions. That's a great
offer. Pretty cool, huh? Yeah, nice timing. We just talked about our wiki, and that was the first place that Alan looked for information about how to do a two-camera setup. We had some advice there, and it looks like he actually purchased the cameras that we were recommending, and actually the same cameras that we use for our own web streaming for Synodical events. So I think he made a wise choice there, practicing safe technology. So they got, I think they got a much better setup than what they had, and really interested to hear about his time savings, taking, you know, 10 to 20 volunteer hours. I mean, that's more than a volunteer. The amount of time invested in some of this can really be time consuming, and cut that basically in half. The ability to serve in that capacity with some advances in technology, just implementing some things that we had talked about in the past.
Yeah, I got a kick out of the cut in time as well, Martin. And not only did he cut his time, but he had a whole bunch more things on his list of things to do.
Yeah, helping with the website. Yeah, exactly.
added a lot to that. Mm-hmm. So very informative. I'm glowing on this end because, you know, Wells Tech brought those same kind of things to my congregation as well. We're doing the live streaming and stuff, and mm-hmm. I wouldn't be doing that if I hadn't been involved with the podcast. So I am right there with you, Alan.
And live streaming so much that they're going to open up, or at least try to open up another campus, which is really exciting, a real-time campus at a distant location using video and audio streaming. So best of luck with that. Blessings on that work.
Yes.
Next, Sally, you want to take the next one?
Sure. We heard briefly from Perry Lund, who's at Grace in Oskaloosa, Iowa, and I can say that I couldn't pronounce Oskaloosa, Iowa before we started doing the podcast.
Look at that, so. How you've grown.
Amazing. Just rolls right off the tongue. Perry wrote to us on our Facebook fan page and said he'd like to say that the episodes involving the GTD philosophy, or getting things done philosophy, were a driving force for keeping my email under better control. And that's one of our bonus Wells Tech goodness episodes from the summer that he's mm-hmm. referring to there. That was kind of a marathon that we did this summer, Martin. Right. I don't know. You know, we survived it, but
two shows a week. That's why we're at 100 shows when we really haven't been doing this 100 weeks. So,
sure. So anyway, I am glad that Perry's benefiting from that. I, too, am benefiting from that, just trying to keep my inbox under control, and a great organizational method that you were able to share with us in that summer episode.
Yep, I'm a big fan of that as well. I continue to try and improve on, you know, my time management, and it takes some rigor, it takes some discipline, but I feel it's a pretty good system. I've taught a Winterim session on this same concept of getting things done, or at least my variation of it. And I'm also doing a summer quarter now, a two-week class. I think it's a two-hour day, one-week class that I'm doing at the seminary this summer, too. So any pastors that are interested, that information should be going out shortly, and I'll see you perhaps in Mequon. Next, good. Steve Brown from Messiah, South Windsor, Connecticut, talks about blogging success. In a rather lengthy email, let me read this. I've been listening to the Wells Tech podcast since somewhere around episode 18, and I haven't missed an episode since. It has done so much for my ministry and my personal worship life. I'd like to start by saying that I got the idea to start a blog from listening to the podcast. I now have over 200 posts at Worship Ideas You Can Use. Almost 80 email subscribers and over 53,000 visits from all over the world. I have met dozens and dozens of Wells musicians, pastors, teachers, and lay leaders through the blog and have been strengthened by it. This past summer, several vacationing pastors visited our church and sought me out after worship to let me know that they've gotten some ideas from my website and that they were looking forward to attending our worship service. When I first started the blog, I had no idea that it would still be alive and active almost 15 months later. I know that it's not all my doing and that the Lord has started a good work in me and that He will see it through to completion. It's exciting now that the blog has become a forum for Wells leaders to voice their opinions through comments and to share ideas. Another neat aspect of the blog is the fact that it's also visited quite heavily from other denominations. So not only are the Wells getting some publicity, but our beliefs and worship practices are being made known to other denominations as well. There has been several heart-touching moments, such as when I posted a poem that contained a line about Nehemiah rebuilding the wall, and someone left a comment asking if they could use the poem in worship because a wall in their sanctuary had been damaged by a reckless driver. I believe that God is using technology and the web to help spread His word, much like He used the printing press in Luther's day. I think that if Luther were alive today, he would be all over the web. A very special thank you to both Martin and Sally is due on this historic 100th episode for helping to inspire me to follow the path that God has set me on. It took me almost 25 years as a Wells member to find my spiritual gift, and now that I've found it, I'm never letting go. With warm thanks in our Lord and Savior, Steve Brown, worship coordinator at Messiah Lutheran there in South Windsor, Connecticut.
Very positive. We had talked about Steve's blog back on episode 33, way back in August of 2008. And we actually have a link to his blog. Again, it's titled Worship Ideas You Can Use. Mm-hmm. And you can find that in our sidebar under the blog role, I believe, title. Yep. I'm not quite sure. Links title
right.
In the sidebar.
Very good. Thank you so much, Steve, for the kind words. And may the Lord continue to bless your work there. Looks like he's providing some fruit there.
Definitely.
Next, Sally?
Well, next up, we heard from our good friend John Shoesmith. And John has been one of those listeners throughout the tenure of Wells Tech who's been very consistent in providing us with great ideas. He even wrote recently on our Google sidebar about how much he was enjoying using Mina, which was one of my picks of the week, and Gail echoed that last week in talking about it being a good online audio editor. Mm-hmm. But most of all, we wanted to play an audio recording that John sent to us telling us about how he's made use of the Wells Tech podcast.
Hey, Martin. Hi, Sally. This is John Shoesmith. I'm out in Washington State. And I just moved to a new location. I'm no longer in Yakima. I'm on Whitby Island, which is way out in the corner there of the state. And right now I'm on a beach overlooking the water, and I can see Victoria, British Columbia out in the distance there, the lights for it anyway. And I thought I'd take this opportunity to show off a new gizmo. It's simply a handheld digital recorder that's taking what I say and converting it into MP3 as I speak, and I'm going to mail this off to Sally or Martin tomorrow. So anyway, if any pastors out there or people who are thinking about putting stuff online, this is one thing you can do, is just get a $120 Olympus or other brand digital recorder and put your own content online. I think I first started listening to Wells Tech maybe around episode 20 or so. And that was, I guess, a couple of years ago. I'm not even sure anymore, but somewhere shortly before that, I was asked to redo our church website, which at the time was a GeoCity site. And I'm sure a lot of you remember what those were. They were basically single column websites where everything was center aligned and very simple. And I built a new website, and one day Pastor Schwartz came over and we were talking about our website. And an idea came up that, hey, maybe we could get a handy cam out and start taping some sermons and putting those on the website. And it's interesting, at the time, that was met with some concern. First of all, our church is mostly farmers and cattle ranchers and people who don't have computers. And people are wondering, well, what good is that going to do for our congregation? And secondly, it came out at an elders meeting, there was a comment that, you know, what if we start putting sermons online? Wouldn't people start skipping church and just staying at home and watching sermons online? And here we are a few years later, and things are completely different. The church views our internet effort as our big evangelism effort. This is how we get the gospel out there, and we can tell from our web statistics, although they're, you know, far from being complete, you know, as soon as you do this, that you're reaching a worldwide audience. And the nicest thing about this is that it is literally free. I think the only thing we've ever really spent any money on was a new digital camera and a couple of video converters, but basically we've been around $1,000 total in 3 years. So this is a great way to get your evangelism efforts out there to the rest of the world. And where you can find out how to do that is a show like Wells Tech. Now, before I came out here, I thought I would try something and go online. I wonder if any of you wonder this, but how many other Wells Techs are there that can be a resource like this? And so I did a search, and I used church ministry and technology as keywords, and I came up with a few sites. And the first one that came up was one called God and Geeks, which is, I think they're from Seattle near here, but anyway, it's two guys that are kind of like car talk, you know, where people call in and say, hey, how do I do this? And these guys tell you how to do it. And then I found a few blogs, usually one-page blogs, where people describe how to do things and how you can do the stuff with your church. But none of these are anywhere near as comprehensive as Wells Tech is. They certainly don't have a page for each of 100 episodes on the internet, and they don't have a Wells Tech wiki that tells you about equipment and numerous other things. So I don't think there is anything out there, any resource at all, that is nearly as thorough and comprehensive as Wells Tech is. Along the way, I've used Wells Tech a whole lot, like a lot of other listeners have here. I'll mention just a few things because I could go on for 20 different things. But the first thing that was helpful to us is, well, we closed caption our sermon videos. And I wanted to be able to show people how to use a program called Subtitle Workshop to accomplish that. And Sally had a recommendation out of some TechSmith programs where I could record a video that basically teaches in 5 minutes how to get through the first steps of Subtitle Workshop. And that's been used by a lot of people, many of them not involved in, you know, Christian activities at all, but just teaching people how to put captions on their videos online. Another very helpful thing has been concerning copyrights. We all know that, you know, in our church bulletins and things, you see copyright information about the songs, and even the NIV Bible is itself not public domain. It's a copyrighted book. And so Martin did some research and actually contacted International Bible Society directly and shared some very specific information about what you can and cannot put online, and when you do, how you're supposed to give them the credit for it. So because of that, all of our videos have in their trailers some copyright information, the way it's supposed to be presented. I know, for example, that I can't put anything out of the Bible that's more than 500 words long. So that's been very useful, and it's kept us doing things legally and to do it right. So I appreciate that quite a bit. And then there's the other stuff, like, for example, sound. That's a huge part of any of the videos and stuff we put online. I've used Audacity a little bit, WavePad. Gail Potratz mentioned one the other day, Aviary something, but I looked at that today. That's pretty neat. But you need to use a bunch of different sound editors to do what you are trying to accomplish, and those have been helpful. I've used a site that Sally recommended called freesound.org to create the introduction for a podcast. We started a podcast after our efforts on Google Video stopped when Google Video closed down, basically. So I've got, you know, a rotating set of introductions going that are based on Creative Commons contributions that came out of that site. I think it was through Wells Tech that we discovered Gonzalo de Godillo, who is part of the Multilanguage Publications Group, and through his help, we converted a few of our sermons the text that is in the closed captions from English to Spanish. So we have those online. I don't know, there's a lot of things I could go through. I probably shouldn't go through them all. In fact, I think I'll stop right here. But basically, one other final thing I can say is that one very nice thing about WellsTech is that it is a place where everybody shares their ideas. And that is very helpful because no one or two people can possibly stay on top of everything that you need to know and what's out there. So WellsTech keeps us up to date. We know ahead of time what works and what doesn't. You save a ton of time just by listening to other people's recommendations and not floundering out there trying to find stuff that works. So that's one unique thing about WellsTech that is especially helpful, is that we're all a community trying to do this stuff together, and we're getting the gospel out there in the way that's efficient and doesn't take too much work. So anyway, I think I'll stop right here. I could go on and on, but I really appreciate the show, and I look forward to your 200th anniversary. Thanks a lot, you guys, and have a great day. Bye-bye.
We should hire him. He's a good guy.
You do need a marketing manager or something.
Yeah.
I'm jealous, though, too, just listening to the waves roll over the beach. Holy cow.
Yeah, I told him in my email back to him after he sent us that sound file that, you know, it sounded just like I envisioned. I haven't ever been to the West Coast, but wow, mm-hmm. It does sound nice, doesn't it?
So great stuff. And obviously, John has been on the show. We brought him on to talk about his closed captioning work, which was I think very useful to our listening audience. Mm-hmm. And obviously somebody that pays attention to technology and the trends that are going to be useful in ministry. And he kind of brought it all into perspective that this show really isn't about me and you talking and our picks of the week or whatever. It's more about hearing everybody else talk and their real-world experiences. We have very limited exposure in some of the things that we do. Obviously, we're just two people, but our listening audience is many more, and they bring to the table their experiences and are willing to share that. So, wow, that's great.
Exactly what I was thinking, Martin, that, you know, if it was up to the two of us, I don't think we would have made it to show 100, mm-hmm. but kudos to our audience for being willing to share their knowledge and for everyone being willing to learn from each other.
Yep. Now, Sally, you have to do the next one.
I do. It's special. You know, all these people say they started listening around show 20. I can guarantee you that the next one started listening on show number one, because it is from my mom, Nina Wiltson, and I encouraged her to enter the contest because I know for a fact that she and my dad have benefited from the WellsTech podcast. And she writes to us on our Facebook fan page, "WellsTech podcast is a great show. You always have so much good technology tips and almost always free. We can't keep up with much of that, but we love your daily devotions and through my Bible in 3 years. Both readers have great voices. We listen to them every night as our devotion time. Keep up the good work." And so in the course of our podcast, we've highlighted other podcasts that are available, and those two devotional podcasts are available through our Streams network. You can get a daily devotion download, maybe as a 5-minute podcast, a great way to start or end your day in God's Word. And you can also read through the Bible in 3 years with a Bible reading program that we publish as a podcast as well. And so I'm so happy that my parents found those, and hopefully other listeners have found and enjoyed those additional podcasts as well.
Yep. And we probably should give kudos to those very dedicated narrators, because that's more rigor than even maybe we apply, because they have to do it every single day. And for the daily devotions, that's Pastor Mike Hintz. He is the administrator for evangelism here in the Synod office. And Pastor David Witte, retired pastor, my father-in-law, who does all of the Through the Bible in 3-year readings. And he is coming up on almost finishing those 3 years. I don't know exactly what the date is, but it's in a few more months that he's been at this for 3 years. And boy, that's dedication.
It is dedication. And he doesn't just give us the readings, but he gives us a great introduction to the reading every time. Mm-hmm. So he puts some work into that for sure.
Oh, yeah. And he rehearses the names. And my mother-in-law will regale us with stories of him bursting out in laughter or anger after botching some name that he wants to redo. So we really appreciate the work of both of those men. And great stuff. Mm-hmm. Next, Chris Hintz. I don't think there's any relation. Maybe there is relation.
I think there is.
Okay, there could be. From Emmanuel. He writes, hi, Martin and Sally. I'm a big fan of your podcast. I download them onto my iPod each week and listen to them on my way to and from work. I've grown tremendously in my knowledge of technology because of your podcast. I am the web designer for our church and school, and I incorporate a lot of your ideas and picks of the week into our website, i.e. blog, Facebook, fan page, RSS tags, Google Calendar. Following are a few of the many tips that I use almost every day to increase personal knowledge in technology. I use my Google Reader account to read over 100 news and technology feeds a day. This one is for personal and ministry use. I link a lot of feeds to our website with RSS tags. I use my delicious bookmarking site to keep all my sites that I get from my RSS feeds organized. I use the camera on my phone and my Evernote account to remember signs and notes. Thanks so much for doing these podcasts each week. I am sure you put a lot of time and effort into them. It is greatly appreciated to find technology ideas that are geared towards our wells, school, and churches. Keep up the great work. Thank you, Chris.
Yep. I just introduced my son to delicious bookmarking this weekend. There's just lots of power in all those Web 2.0 tools. And when you see them come together and being used for ministry purposes, it's really exciting.
And as more and more people use them, more and more people that are engaged in ministry and technology, they become even more useful because that social network grows. And we should probably take more advantage of that than we even do. But this show is trying to do that.
Absolutely.
And
one last comment.
Go ahead.
Yeah. From Rachel Malcook at Trinity in Waukesha, Wisconsin. She's a teacher, and she's just recently listened to our show where Gail was talking about using Goodreads with her students. And so she's set up a Goodreads group for her class, and she says the kids are loving it so far. So those little small successes, that's exactly what we want to celebrate, because they really do add up and have an impact on your personal and public ministry. And we thank you, Rachel, for sharing that with us.
Very good. Is it time, Sally?
Yep, I think the time is here. I guess, first of all, maybe we should just really celebrate all of the contributions and all of those listeners who didn't have time to contribute. We celebrate your accomplishments as well. Martin, you have some special sound for us to celebrate.
Well, of course. What would a podcast be like without the obligatory MP3 crowd noise sound?
There you go. Those people are excited about WellSpec.
They are.
It's
we
very
don't
cool.
even know them. So, all right. We've got our random.org number generator all stoked up and ready to go. We've got 9 entrants, 1 through 9. And should we generate the number?
Oh, I'm so excited.
And
yep.
what does our winner win?
They are going to win a SIG water bottle, which is a great aluminum water bottle, complete with the WellsTech podcast logo.
Mm-hmm. Okay, are we ready?
I'm all set.
Okay, here we go.
The lucky number is?
Number 8.
Number 8 is Chris Hintz. So, Chris, we will be in contact with you and get you your SIG water bottle. Congratulations.
All right. Congratulations, Chris. There was at least one entrant here who had multiple wins, so we were silently not praying against you, Ryan, but it would be good to share the wealth. So we're glad Chris won that. So I think we do need to get Chris's information if we don't have it already so that we can get that prize out to him. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, we are at the 39-40 minute mark, and we're going to make renewed effort, I think, in shows 100 to 200 to try and keep this under an hour whenever possible. And we've been doing that lately, and I think that's good. We threw out everything else but the nine entrants this week to do it, but we'll be back at it next week. And we have a very interesting interview with Pastor Aaron Fry, who we've had on the show before, but he comes on again and talks about Lugus. He's our, you called him our resident Lugus uber geek.
And yeah, he would probably be proud of that title.
That's right. He's going to talk about some of the advancements of Lugus. He went to Lugus camp, and he'll share some experiences there. So if you are a Lugus fan, or if you'd like to know more about Lugus, which is the software tool of choice for Bible students, tune in next week. Show 101, Sally.
Those three digits paid off, Martin. When we originally planned the show, we said, should we have three digits? And sure we should. And look, we made it.
So we'll keep going as long as you keep listening, and we appreciate it. Let's close the show. And I think we're going to play some music from the first artist that we played music from. Is that right, Sue? I'd have to look it up. But they were up there near the top. Koine, their song Jerusalem the Golden, which happens to also be the new theme for the Wells Connection, not Koine's version, but a version of Jerusalem the Golden from their album Koine 2. Once again, everybody, thank you so much for listening and your participation. Join the conversation. See you next week.
Jerusalem the Golden, with milk and honey blessed, the sight of it refreshes the weary and oppressed. I know not, oh, I know not, what joys await us there. What radiancy of glory, what bliss beyond compare. They stand those halls of Zion, all jubilant with song, and bright with many and and all the martyr throng. The Prince is ever in them, the daylight is serene, the pastures of the blessed are ever rich and green. There is the of David, and therefrom care released the shout of them that triumph, the song of them that feast, and they who with their leader have conquered in the fight forever. Clad in robes of white, oh sweet and blessed country, the home of God's elect, oh sweet and blessed country, that eager hearts Jesus in mercy bring us to that dear land of rest. You are with God the Father and Spirit and